Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire symposium. My name is Nav. It rhymes with dove or love. But yeah, it's not actually Nav. That's okay. Well, who are you?
I'm Harmit.
And this is a Game of Thrones, chapters 47 and 48. Eddard and Jon.
Did you like when I was like Nedardio? I thought that's his name now.
Okay. In this episode, Harmith will have some entrails with a side of hand. She really loved these chapters. She said this was her favorite chapter. So I'm just assuming that that's what she wants, you know?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh my gosh. No.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I can see myself. Oh, wait. I was like, is that my window bringing it so much light? And then I looked up, my light is on. But the window is also bringing in a lot of light.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm so excited. I was looking ahead. Okay, I know we're talking about these chapters this time, but I was looking ahead and I was like, after this, we only have 8 episodes until the end of the book. And I was freaking out. Okay. So, Harmith, you sent me a little text and you were like, oh my gosh, this is the best chapter ever.
That's not what I said. I said, this is my favorite chapter. Very collectively.
Yeah, but you didn't specify which chapter.
That's true. I did not. Nedardio, that was my favorite chapter.
Okay, well, you like the Nedar, I can't even say it. How did you say it?
Nedardio.
Okay, yes. You like that chapter, but you didn't like the Jon chapter,
which is weird because not much I'm of like, a Jon oh fangirl
anymore.
No, I love Jon, but this chapter was just like, okay, nothing's going on. It was like, because I think if it was the opposite order, I would have been like, tra-la-la-la-la. But since we read the...
Since you had all the exciting stuff happen firsthand.
Yeah, then I was like, oh, something's going to happen. And then nothing really happened. And I was like, okay, have fun, Jon.
Nothing happened. Okay.
Like, for most of the chapter, nothing happened.
Fair enough. Okay, so... let's do a little summary, shall we?
Let's do it.
You're supposed to say we shall. All fancy.
Yes.
Okay, 30 seconds per 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Ned is sleeping. Somebody's at the door. They're like, get up. He's like, I have to get dressed. he goes to see Robert. Robert is about to die. He's on his deathbed. We're like, ooh, something's going on. Hunting accident. Maester's like, he ain't gonna make it. Varys is like, who fed him the wine? And then he goes to, and then Fat Tom's gonna go travel with the girls. And then Littlefinger. And then Littlefinger's like, your honor is weighing down. What happens? Oh, Jon. Nothing happens in this chapter. Okay, so Jon, we start the chapter. They're getting their, like, roles, and they're like, oh, does anybody want to quit? This is your last moment to quit. And nobody puts their hand up. And the entire time, everybody was like, okay, Jon's obviously going to be a ranger. And then suddenly, Jon's working with the Stuarts, and he's like, my life sucks. And then Sam is like, yo, bro, I think the commander wants to train you to be Lord Commander. And he's like, I didn't ask.
Okay, that's it. Nothing happened, yet you didn't even get to the end of the chapter.
because nothing happened, so I was like going in more detail, and then it just didn't happen.
Okay, so you mentioned the hunting accident. I'm so glad because I put in a lot of effort to subtly like keep suggesting it to you over and over to see if you'll pick up on this like potential Robert has a hunting accident thing, and I'm so happy. Pat on the back for me. That was well done. Not on for you. You just like followed my very well laid out clues.
Okay, whatever. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh my gosh, we kept talking about this as a joke, and then it actually happened. But you know what? I am pretty dumb. So the fact that I even followed your trail, I'm going to give myself a pat.
You are very smart and capable. Just not always. Just kidding. I'm kidding, okay? So, good summarizing. Let's move into Nedardio's chapter. That is so much harder to say than it
sounds. No, it's easier. It's like Nedardio. Okay, whatever.
So, dear old Nedard, he's dreaming. He's like, Crips, Winterfell, my dad, my bro, my sis, my promise. And then he's like, my door, somebody's at my door. Okay, why am I yelling? Oh, this is going to be one of those episodes. Okay, so right away, I want to bring up something. So I was reading The Race for the Iron Throne, as you know, and Stephen Atwell made this point that I hadn't really like heard anywhere before. And he says that it's possible that Ned has PTSD from, like, you know, the war, losing all of his family, the stuff that he witnessed at the Tower of Joy, things like that. And having that PTSD affects the choices he makes now. Like, one of the symptoms of the PTSD is, like, all the dreams he's having, and he's always thinking back to his promise to Lyanna, and he's like, my honor, my this or that, you know? And then the way he reacts to it is that he chooses options that seem less violent to him. Like, and I thought that was a really interesting point. So I just wanted to bring it up now so that we can, like, see how it applies to the rest of the chapter. Yeah. What do you think of that point?
I agree with that. I was, like, thinking through the events of the chapter, and I was like, check, check. Like, every single discussion, like, he has that discussion with Renly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention that in my summary. Oops. yeah, he's talking to Renly, and he's like, maybe we shouldn't abduct kids.
Yeah.
Which would be violent. And then afterwards, when he's talking to Littlefinger. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So anyway, just wanted to bring it up. So at this point, he's woken from his dream, and Robert's steward is at the door, and Robert has asked Ned to come see him ASAP, stat. What's another word for now?
Promptly.
So Ned gets dressed and he makes his way over to Maegor's Holdfast, which is the castle within the castle. And as he's walking by, he notices that there's like three knights of the King's Guard that are guarding it. And he's like, oh, this sends a chill through me. I'm remembering things. And I'm like, what are you remembering? And then I was like, oh, wait, is he thinking back to the Tower of Joy? Because there were three white knights there as well. So again, symptoms of PTSD, kind of.
Yeah.
And he gets into Robert's room, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, this smells like death. And turns out that Robert is very badly injured. Okay, you need to take the cue and start talking, because I talk too much.
I see. Okay, yeah. Robert got into a hunting accident with a boar. Yeah. I literally, as soon as they were like, boar, I was like, I wanted to text you like right then and there, but then I was like, I should probably keep reading. I was literally going to text you in all caps and be like, hunting accident! And then I was like, she knows. I don't need to tell her this. But yes, anyway, I do. Yeah. So there, like, he explains what happened, somebody explains what happened. So Robert was drunk and he was like, y'all step aside. I am going to tackle this boar all on my own. And the boar, I don't know how to describe, like, specifically, like, he just, you know, he
just gave him a little scratch. Ripped Robert from groin to nipple, it says.
Right.
So his entrails, as right. You would imagine, were yes. All outside his body, and Robert still killed that pig.
Which I was like, what?
Admirable, sure, but like, get your priorities straight, dude. Like, go get a doctor.
Okay, what but are Robert, you doing? Robert is, like, fueled by fighting, though. He was obviously like, you hurt me, yeah. I'ma kill you. And he's like, all of you are going to eat that boar when I'm dead. I don't care if it makes you puke. You're going to suffer. And then Robert's like, okay, everybody leave. I'm gonna talk to Ned. And Cersei's like, oh, my dear king. And then he's like, what do you not understand about everybody leave? And then, you know, she's also forced to leave.
Yes. And Pycelle's there and he's like, here, drink some milk of the poppy. And Robert's like, get that away from me. And he leaves too.
I love how our imitations of Robert sound like 9-year-olds.
Or like really old, like somebody who's like, you know, the old man on his lawn yelling at kids, you know, shaking his cane.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
Robert's like, Ned...
No, I killed that boar. I should kill you, too, for wanting to kill the hound. What did you think you were doing? And Ned's like, yeah. And then Robert's like, okay, I get it. And
Robert finally has, like, a real reflective moment about mm-hmm. his life. But he's, like, on his deathbed. And I'm like, buddy, this is the wrong time.
It's too late.
Yeah. I guess there's something about, like, you know, being about to die, that's like, okay, what are
makes
my actual
everything
priorities?
So clear. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, okay, what, like, I tried to kill this girl. And then he's like, yeah, like, Ned, you were the only one who actually
specify this
me.
Girl being Daenerys.
Yes.
He regrets sending the killers after her. And he's like, my bro, you were the only one who ever told me the truth. All these people, they be terrible.
It's like, bro, you were terrible too. You didn't listen.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And then he's like, paper, pen, write.
Yeah.
And so he's asking asking Ned to write out his will. Holy crap. And Robert names Ned as Lord Regent and Protector of the Realm. And then he's like, I should tell Robert the truth. And then he's like, I can't tell Robert the truth. So instead of telling Robert the truth about Joffrey, he instead changes the words of the will. So where Robert said, when my son Joffrey comes of age, he writes, when my heir comes of age. And he's like,
he doesn't have an heir.
Well, Stannis is his heir.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. So anyway, and Ned's like, oh my gosh, I'm telling such a big lie. I can't believe it. And then he says, he's like not saying it as it is, but he's like, this is semantics, basically, you know?
Like, he's this like, isn't, and it's a not big even deal. Like, it's not even like instead of writing like, Joffrey, he changed
he wrote
it to
Stannis
like,
or something. Yeah, he actually not, wrote my heir. So whoever the heir is, if it's Joffrey, then let it be Joffrey.
Exactly. He didn't even like. Come on, Ned. Yeah. This isn't even you doing anything wrong.
At this point, he thinks the lies we tell for love, and it reminded me of the moment when Jamie was like, the "Things I do
too!
For love."
Me too. Oh my gosh. Yeah, literally. That was like my first thought, and I was like, interesting.
Yeah. So Robert's like, see, I did one good thing before I died.
Like, okay, brownie points for you, sir. But you can't digest the brownie because your entrails are out of your body.
Okay. So at this point, Ned calls Renly and Pycelle in to witness the sealing of the will. And then Robert's like, take care of my children. And then Ned's like, I will take care of your bastard children.
Yeah. And, like, he's genuinely like, oh, my gosh, I can't lie. I can't. Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, like, when Robert asks him to take care of his children, Ned's like, well, what the hell am I supposed to be saying to my dead friend? And then he remembers all the bastards, and he's like, yes, oh I gosh. Will. I will treat them as my own, protect them over my own life. I don't know. And at this point, Robert asks for the milk of the poppy, falls asleep, probably for the last time ever. Eek. And Ned's like, okay, I gotta get out of here. And he leaves, and Sir Barristan Selmy's outside, and he's like, I feel so guilty. And Ned's like, don't feel so guilty. It was Robert and his wine.
Yes, his swine wine. His swine wine made him wine.
Okay, so... yeah, basically, he's like, you couldn't have saved Robert from himself. Like, this was gonna happen. And then Varys shows up all of a sudden, and he's like, I wonder who gave the king this wine. And turns out it was Lancel Lannister.
And Ned predicted this. He was like, bro, there's too many Lannisters around you. They're gonna get you killed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're about to.
So... Lancel made sure that the king didn't lack any refreshment, made sure to refill his skin of wine constantly, and that's that. Mm-hmm. And then Ned's like, okay, so you know that girl, Dany? We're not going to kill her. Go call it off. And Varys is like, yeah, it might be a little too late for that. It's like already been weeks, if not months. Like, what do you... We're not, this is not email or texting. It's like, what do you want me to Zoom call this person and be like, never mind?
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay, I'll try. I'll see. And then Ned leaves. And as he's like crossing the bridge from Maegor's Holdfast, and they're like, he's like in the middle of the bridge, and there's this dry moat full of spikes everywhere. Renly catches up to him, and I'm like, wait, do you want to push him into the thing?
Oh my gosh.
But that was, like, kind of something that occurred to me. Like, this would be the perfect place to be like, oops, I just slipped and accidentally pushed this person onto the spikes.
That's true.
So, anyway, that was, like, my thoughts are so everywhere today. Okay, so, Renly's there, and... he asks to speak to Ned alone, and Ned's like, okay. And then he tells Ned, I have 100 people that can help you strike. And what is this voice? And Ned's like, wait, strike what? And Renly's like, well, for power, take the kids into custody and you'll have all the power. Cersei will have to do what you tell her. And Ned refuses her. And he says that he will not dishonor Robert's last hours by shedding blood and dragging frightened children from their beds. That's where the PTSD thing applies.
Yeah.
And okay. And Renly's like, yeah, but by the time Robert dies, it might be too late. And it's like, yeah, well, Robert might live. Sometimes the gods are merciful. And Renly responds, the Lannisters are not. As we know.
Yes. Lannisters aren't going to be like, oh my gosh, Cersei's not going to be like, just let my husband die and then we'll deal with it. Like, no, the Lannisters are doing something right now and you're standing there worried about your friend who's about to die. Well, also,
like, they will make sure that he dies.
That's true. They definitely will.
So Ned returns to his rooms and he sends for Littlefinger and... he talks to Fat Tom and is like, okay, take 20 people and Sansa and Arya and go to Winterfell. But on the way there, deliver this letter for me to Lord Stannis. And Tom's like, okay, I guess. And so Ned writes he's writing his letter and he's thinking about how, you know, Stannis will have a different hand and therefore Ned's gonna get to go home, and he's like, oh,
Ned has some of these Ned is, I've said this before, like, Ned's a pretty, like, you know, intelligent, relatable man. No, like, intelligent dude.
Okay, so you don't think this was an intelligent thought?
No, I'm getting there.
Okay, like, okay, I'm sorry.
I've said before, I think Ned's pretty intelligent, I think he's capable, but sometimes he has these moments where I'm like, you are just, sometimes you just think too, like, positively. I'm like, you really think
he's an optimist.
That just, Like, sometimes he's just a little bit too optimistic, and I'm
he's Dumbledore, he thinks the best of people.
I guess a little, nah. I can't really compare him to Dumbledore, you know? But, what was I trying to say? But yeah, like, this moment I was like, you really think it's gonna be that easy? But then I was like, this is also just him thinking, you know? Doesn't mean that he believes himself. He's right. Just thinking about it.
He just hopes to be home.
Yeah.
With all his kids and people. Okay. So, Littlefinger shows up as he's sealing the letter to Stannis, and Littlefinger already knows that Ned is the protector of the realm, because Varys told him, because his little birds told him, you know. And Ned comes out and is like, Cersei's kids. They ain't Robert's kids. They Jaime's kids. And Littlefinger's like, you don't say. Specifically, Littlefinger lifted an eyebrow. Shocking, he said in a tone that suggested he was not shocked at all.
Oh my gosh.
I love this. So, like in the past chapter when Ned was like, I wonder if I should tell Littlefinger. And he's like, never mind, I'm not gonna. Littlefinger already knew. Like, dude, you are so far behind.
I know. Poor Ned. He's not. Oh my gosh.
How do you think Littlefinger knows this?
I'm sure something happened and he found out. He's been there for a while.
He wasn't just like blonde, black. Blonde.
See, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, like, because before, like, I was like when I read it, I was like, how does he know? But then after I got to the end of the chapter, I was like, because Littlefinger is like business minded, and he's like smart, and like he knows he's in the right place for like his type of cunningness.
Cunning,
you know?
Not wise. Yeah, as Catelyn said.
Exactly. So by the time I got to the end of the chapter, I was like, I feel like he just knows. I feel like there's a lot of things that he just knows that we don't know because we've never seen a chapter from his perspective.
Right. Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Would you like to see a chapter from his perspective?
I would love to see a
Littlefinger
chapter.
It'll probably be like, I'm so great. I fucked Catelyn. I will kill Ned for fucking Catelyn.
I don't know. Oh my gosh.
He's still like holding on to his childhood feelings, it seems.
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about? Now all I can think about is Littlefinger's inner monologue.
Okay, so Ned's like, okay, we gotta make Stannis the king, and Littlefinger's like, well, it's your choice if you want to do that. And Ned's like, he's supposed to be the king. What are you talking about? And Littlefinger's like, okay, if Stannis becomes the king, he's gonna be so intent on getting his revenge on every single person who served the other side, like, 13 years ago. And, like, he's gonna cause a war. And, like, do you want to be responsible for that?
Besides, nobody likes Stannis. He's hard to stomach. And also he mentions that if Stannis is king, then he'll replace the Hand and the Council, and all of them will lose their power.
So now we know why. Another reason why Littlefinger wouldn't want that.
Yeah. So by supporting Joffrey, Ned can retain all his power. So can Littlefinger. And, you know, they can groom him to be their kind of king. And if he causes problems, they can just be like, hey, blonde, black. That's how I'm gonna say.
See, that also makes me think, like, how many more people know, but they're like, well, we can't really prove anything, so I'm just gonna shut up, you know? Like, I'm sure other people know. I don't think they, like, if, you know, 6-year-old Bran found out, I feel like,
right.
Well, I guess, but he also, like, he found out in a very weird scenario. It wasn't just, like, he walked
People
in.
Aren't usually climbing towers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Anyway, just a thought.
Do you think anybody knows and can do something about it, but they're just choosing not to?
Varys, for sure. And Littlefinger knew, and he was choosing to do nothing about it. So, the ones whose loyalties were a little bit unsure about, those ones definitely know. But, yeah, they definitely know.
Cool. So, Ned's like, yeah, that's all cool, but you're forgetting that they killed John Arryn, they killed Jory, my man, and they sent somebody to kill Bran. And he, like, pulls out the dagger, all dramatic, and Littlefinger says, I fear I did forget, my lord. Pray forgive me. For a moment, I did not remember that I was talking to a Stark. And that is, like, such a true statement, though. He has some good quotes in this chapter.
Yeah.
I hate Littlefinger, but I also love Littlefinger. It's, like, it's a complicated relationship.
Okay, so Ned has the dagger?
Right, because Catelyn brought it to King's Landing.
Right. See, in my mind, Catelyn, like, brought it, showed it to him, and then was like, I'm taking it with me again.
It would have come anymore. Up, like, when she was accusing Tyrion of it. Or, like,
My brain remembered it as though it did come up. That's why I was like, wait, what? But now after seeing that he had it, I was like, I definitely made that up.
Right. Yeah, she, like, mentioned it, but she did not have it.
Right. And, you know, in any of those moments, Littlefinger could have been like, actually, that isn't Tyrion's dagger, but he's been lying about that the whole time. And I'm right. Like,
so he's letting Ned think that it was the Lannisters for sure who sent the person, like, after Bran.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about? Like, is he just does he just want to cause trouble, or is he just, like, choosing to keep quiet about it at this moment? Or is he, like, what's his deal? What's his plan?
See, I feel, okay, so the fact that he's keeping it quiet, and, like, we know of this thing that he isn't being honest about, he's definitely not, like, you know, in it to help Ned, you know, no matter what he's saying, he's like, oh, I'm doing it for my love for Catelyn, I'm here to help you. I don't think he is, because if he was genuinely here to help, you know, he would actually, like, say everything. But right.
And he did, like, warn Ned not to trust him. Like, that was one of the things he told Ned.
And, I think,
although if he was lying about that, then...
he's actually...
In reality, he is trustworthy. Okay, I'm going down a hole.
He's
okay.
Trustworthy, but he doesn't want him to know that he's trustworthy because he doesn't want to be trustworthy.
I don't know.
That would be a complicated inner monologue. But I'd love to see that. But see, because I was like, when they were having this interaction, I was like, maybe he's, like, on the queen side, because, like, now he's supporting Joffrey, and he's like, and he's lying about the knife, and, like, what if he's on the queen side? And then I was like, no, I don't think he's on the queen side.
Because, like, he did accuse the Lannisters of being the owners of that dagger, though.
That's, oh my gosh, yeah, that's true.
So he can't be, like, fully on their side if he's kind of causing problems for them.
Yeah, and I just don't think he's on their side. So now I'm thinking, I'm like, is he, you know, in cahoots with Varys and, like, them? Like, is that the side he's on? Or is, no, but they were like, oh, I don't even know what Littlefinger's up to when they were having that conversation. So I guess he can't be on their side if they don't know what Littlefinger's up to. So Littlefinger's just in a league of his own.
He's in it for himself.
So I guess he is just like, okay, I'm going to... I guess because if he admitted to it being his dagger, then, like, they would suspect him.
Right. Maybe okay, he just played it as a joke because he thought it would be funny.
Here's my hypothesis. Lannisters took his dagger because they were like, we don't care about Varys. We don't care about Littlefinger. And he's a little bit annoying, so we're going to take his dagger and then blame him. And then we can get another spot on the King's Council, if he's not on the King's Council anymore.
And in turn, he blamed them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I guess that kind of makes sense. We've gotten, like, too far down this wormhole to really think clearly about anything. So, let's get back to the chapter. At this point, Ned, you know, kind of gets to the point, and he wants Littlefinger to bribe the Gold Cloaks, the City Watch, to be on his side, but he's too ashamed to say it out loud. And Littlefinger's like, when the queen proclaims one king and the hand another, whose peace do they protect? They follow the man who pays them. Another good quote. And Ned, like, is like, yeah, but I'm not going to say it. And Littlefinger's like, you wear your honor like a suit of armor. You think it keeps you safe, but all it does is weigh you down.
Another
and make
great
it hard
quote.
For you to move. Yes.
Littlefinger's like philosophical in this chapter. We're here for it.
Yeah, I like it. And eventually he agrees to help Ned for Catelyn's sake. And yay, the end.
Also, from now on, we're calling whatever the Lannisters do, it's going to be called the Lan Plan.
The Lan Plan. The plan of the Lan Clan. Okay. So, let's talk about predictions.
The plan of the Lan Clan.
Will Robert live or die?
Robert's gonna die. There was also a moment where, like, he was like, why is it so dang cold in here? And hypothermia is literally
well,
the last stage.
Well, it's not hypothermia.
Death.
He's like, he has such a high fever. Hypothermia is when you freeze to death. When you're in such a cold temperature that you stop feeling cold.
No, but I don't know. There's a
it's
word.
It's not hypothermia.
Okay. Maybe I'm saying the wrong word.
He's
not,
just like dying, clearly.
Yeah. Like the last thing before death is like when you start feeling cold, even if it's like a really hot environment. That's like.
Unless like you're in like unless you're freezing to death and then you start feeling warm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. This is not important. Okay. So Robert's going to die. Let's assume that happens.
Yes.
Who killed Robert?
Well, technically the boar, but like
really?
The Lannisters. I'm assuming it's part of the land plan. It was part of the land plan. It was like a okay. Well, it's the land plan.
Okay, so was it like Lancel's plan or like? Who told, like, did somebody tell him to do it? Did he do it on his own? Because he was like, I'm done serving this drunk king.
It was Jamie and, what's his name? Tywin's plan.
Okay, so they sent word all the way from, like, Casterly Rock, and they were like, hey, dude, make him drunk so he dies.
No, like, I think it was cool. Just like a Lannister thing. I think the Lannisters have always been looking for a good opportunity to be like, okay, let's get
like,
him killed.
It was like a code. It was like, the crow flies tomorrow. And what it means is like, kill him tomorrow.
Sure. But I think it was just like, they were like, we need to kill him soon. And I think it was also because after that, because also Cersei, I'm just thinking of this now, but didn't Cersei say, like, Jaime would kill him if he hurt me or whatever, and then he, you
right.
know, hit
so
her
you
across
think,
the face.
Okay, so Jaime sent Lancel to kill Robert. First off, would Jaime send somebody else to do his killing?
No. That's a good point. Okay, but he also has, like, he has other prep to do, you know?
Other he's, things he's, to do, so he's busy.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So you don't think, like, he only did it because Robert hurt Cersei, not
No, I
like,
think, no, I think that was just, like, the last straw. I think he was also, because, you know, they're trying to, they want to take over the realm, and there's a war incoming, I'm assuming, and Robert, like, they're like, okay, like, what's Robert gonna do? Is he gonna listen to his dear friend that he actually cares about, or us? So let's just dispose of him, because he's going to cause problems.
Okay, fair
enough. And then it was like, okay, and you hit Cersei, so now you have to die now, not later.
Right. So, will Daenerys' assassins be called off in time?
I don't think so. I think they're going to try to kill her, and then it's not going to work. Okay. I don't think it'll be in time for them to be called off, though.
Sounds good. Did
I also think? Right... I think that I also think that the girls are going to get abducted by the Lannisters. I just
on
I
their
feel
way
like it,
to Winterfell.
I just,
yeah, you
I
said
feel
that
like
last
that,
time.
Oh, I did. Okay, I didn't know I said that.
So you are having consistent thoughts. That's good. Okay, so Did Ned do the right thing by refusing Renly and his plan, the Ren plan?
That doesn't have the same swing. Okay, wait. Renly's plan was like, okay, let's take over her kids, and then she can't say anything because her kids are
right
king queen. Oh yeah, and then she also can't like you know expose her own kids because then they'd have no power. See, when he initially refused him, I was like, bro, I get that it was like. You know, like, abducting kids, but I was like, maybe you should have done it. But now that he has a different plan, I'm like, but then at the same time, it's like, maybe, like, the different plan is, like, let's be on the defense for them to attack, like, you know, if they attack us, like, mm-hmm. we're ready. But then at the same time, it's like, isn't that going to cause more havoc? Shouldn't you have just, you know, like, taken
but the... Anna.
But, yeah. Yeah, you know what, I think he should have gone with Renly's plan, because I don't, like, it's just gonna cause, I get that he's like, oh, we're gonna fight them off, and it's gonna work, but, like, more people are gonna die in the process, but he's just so much about, like, don't harm the kids.
Right.
You know? I think, such and it's not like they would have, I think he should have just taken the kids, because it's not like he had to. It's not like he would have had to harm them, except for when he was, like, initially taking them and been like, okay, I'm grabbing you and you're coming with me.
Right. Okay.
He should have gone with Renly's plan.
Now that Ned's refused Renly, what's Renly going to do?
Renly? That's a good point. I think Renly will just go with Ned's plan. Just be like, okay, we're fighting. I feel like that's not true, because you asked me about it, but I can't think of anything else, so that's my answer.
No, my asking about it does not indicate anything.
It always does. Every time you ask me about something, and I'm like, oh, nothing. It's always something that happens in the next chapter.
Okay. So, will Ned's letter make it to Stannis?
See, because Ned hasn't sent his letter yet.
Right.
And I feel like he might rewrite it. Because, you know, like, now in the letter, he was like, Stannis, you have... I guess we don't exactly know what he wrote in the letter, but we know what he was thinking as he wrote the letter. So mm-hmm. I think, like, in the letter, he was like, yo, you're the true heir. Come on back with your troops. Let's make you a king. I feel like he's going to alter that a little bit and be like, hey, come and, like, serve the king, because the king's about to die, you know? Instead of saying, like, oh, you're about to be the king, come back.
Why won't he tell Stannis that he's the king? Like, why will he change it?
Because of the the new thoughts that Littlefinger has given him.
But he, like, Littlefinger's thoughts don't actually impact his decision. He's still gonna go ahead and claim that Stannis is the right king. The rightful king.
You're right, because he was like, no, that's too... he was like, yeah, your advice, I'm not taking... That's true. I literally forgot that he said that. Okay, never mind. I think I was just having some positive thinking vibes where I was like, of course he's going to listen to him. Okay, his letter will make it then.
Okay, Stannis gets the letter. Yes. What will Stannis do?
Stannis will... See, I have some questions about Stannis. Okay. So, did Stannis know about... Like, did Stannis know that he himself was the rightful heir? Because he was, like, going around with Jon Arryn and stuff, right? Or was he already gone by the time Jon Arryn figured it out, you know?
Like, we know he was on the investigation with Jon Arryn.
Yeah.
But we don't know how far
he But got. I feel like he couldn't have known, because he would have come and revealed it, you know? Right. But then he was also, like, they also made it sound like he was afraid to come back, and that's why he's been there for so long. But if he knew the truth, why would he be afraid to come back? He
could These just These are not questions them. I can answer.
I know, I'm thinking. I'm
Okay.
I'm not questioning you to tell me. I'm thinking. I'm like, what? You know?
What's what?
So,
who, what, okay. when, where, why, how?
Yeah, so I feel like until I know that, I don't know if he's going to come back. Because if he's known this whole time and he still hasn't come, how different is this? What, his brother's dead? That's the only difference?
So he just doesn't care that he could be king.
I think he cares, though. That's what I think he doesn't know, even though he was on the investigation.
Oh, okay. So he didn't, like, get to the conclusion.
Yeah.
And so this, like, letter will make him realize it, and then he will come back?
Yes.
Okay. Did Ned do the right thing by refusing Littlefinger?
What was Littlefinger's
like, his plan?
Oh,
like,
the Joffrey thing? Yeah. I think...
What you thought that he agreed to, but he didn't.
Yeah. I don't think... I think also, like, obviously this is just, like, a quick, like, 1 minute conversation between them. But based off of what we've heard so far, I think he's doing the wrong thing. But also there's, like, drawbacks, obviously, to, like, training Joffrey as well. But then,
okay, so the thing he's doing now is not the right thing, but what Littlefinger suggested was also not the right thing?
No, I think what Littlefinger suggested could have been the right thing.
Okay.
But since he's not going to do it, we're not going to know.
Okay. So, since Littlefinger was refused, what will he do?
Well, first of all, he has to go use his brothel money to go bribe the city watch.
I don't think he's going to use his personal money. He's going to use the kingdom's money.
But doesn't the kingdom have no money?
Right, but, like, he'll bill it to the kingdom.
I see. Like,
you know?
Yes, I see. What's Ned going to do about all that debt? Anyway, but I was thinking, I was like, can't the Lannisters just pay them more?
Sure.
Like, the City Watch?
Littlefinger does say that, like, I think he plans on giving them 6,000 golden dragons or something. And he's like, well, I'm sure we could buy them for less, but I don't want to take any chances, so.
But the Lannisters could still just pay them even more, because the Lannisters are not in debt.
Right, but, yes, that's true. But do the Lannisters have all that money in King's Landing? Like...
That's fair. Okay, wait. What did you actually ask me? I went off track.
What's Littlefinger gonna do?
Oh, that was the question. Okay. So he has to go use money of some sort to go do that. And he wanted. So he doesn't want Barristan to. He could try and, you know, intercept the Barristan letter.
Barristan letter?
The letter that's going to Barristan.
You mean Stannis?
Stannis.
Does he know about the letter to Stannis?
Oh my gosh, wait.
Like, he sees Ned, like, closing the letter and, like, stamp, like, sealing it, but he doesn't know what's in it or who it's for. Oh, wait, yeah,
that's true. You're right. Oh my gosh, my thoughts are not working out today. So, what's he gonna do? I don't think he can really... I don't know what he's gonna do.
So. Okay, how about this? Is he gonna go through with the plan as planned?
Probably not.
Okay, so he doesn't go through with the plan as planned. What does he do differently?
He's gonna do something extra. He's gonna, like, do the watch stuff, and then...
And then on top of that, he's gonna...
On top of that, he's going to... I don't know, but he's gonna do something else. Okay. I don't know what.
Something good, something bad. Like, give me something.
he's gonna do something disruptive. He's gonna...
Disruptive to whom?
Disruptive... I have no idea what he's gonna do. He's gonna go talk to Varys. I don't know.
Alright, so... What will Cersei do?
Cersei... Well... Robert's about to die. Cersei's gonna be like, yay. okay, so Cersei, she's gonna do whatever the land plan says.
What's the land plan?
The land plan, okay, so they dispose of Robert, and now they're like, okay, well, Robert's dead, so Joffrey's the king. And Joffrey's my son, and I'm the queen, so fight for me, everybody. So she has, like, the... So they're gonna go to war. It's gonna be, like, Robert... No, sorry. Okay, so they're gonna try to dis... What's the word when you... say that something's wrong. They're gonna diss,
just diss something.
they're gonna try to, like, disprove that Ned is now the protector of the realm. You know, okay. Delegitimize. That's what I'm trying to say. They're gonna delegitimize Ned's status, and they're gonna be like, okay, well, you know, I'm the queen, so let's fight him, because he's saying that, he's now the protector of the realm. Sorry, what? My son is? So, come on, realm.
And who's gonna be on the winning side? Ned or Cersei?
I think they're gonna have to... I don't think either of them are gonna, like... okay, Ned's gonna be on the winning side.
Okay. You were, like, thinking so slow today.
Okay, so if Ned had gone with Littlefinger's plan and been like, okay, let's, you know, continue to, like, train Joffrey and all that stuff, then, you know, Cersei wouldn't have, I don't think she would have needed to do anything, because they would have just...
Right, and it was kind of similar to what Cersei suggested as well.
Like, that's what I'm saying, like, that's literally what she wanted, but now that Ned's not doing that, I think, and even Ned mentions, he's like, okay, Tywin and Jaime are not just gonna be like, tra-la-la-la, like, they're gonna come here to fight, so I think Cersei's just gonna help them fight and keep giving them intel about what's going on at the Red Keep.
Right. Okay, so Ned's not gonna, like, confine her or her kids or anything.
No.
Okay, moving on. We've talked about this chapter for so long now. Eek. John.
Yes.
So, Jonathan does not look very good in this chapter, I must say. All his, do you take me to be a servant? I was like, not pleased.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. I just wanted to give my initial thoughts. Yes. So John and friends are getting ready to swear their vows, and Sam is happy to be included. He's going to be Maester Aemon's steward and help him write letters and stuff. And they're all called to the Sept for a speech. And Lord Commander Mormont's like, y'all sucked. Y'all don't suck no more. But if you want to leave, we won't say you suck.
But like, if you leave, like, later... you will be dead and you'll suck.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's like, okay, are any of you with the old gods? I was like...
He's also from the north, so he's also probably from the old gods.
Interesting. So, and with John's like... Old gods. Okay. John's Sorry. Like, yes, I would like to go to Weirwood. And then Sam's like, yeah, my gods were never that great to me, so I would like to try these gods. And I was like, oh...
Understandable. Okay, so here's where we find out that the nearest Weirwood is half a league north of the wall. So they have to go beyond the wall, as I once upon a time spoiled. Okay, my question is, like they're still in the north of Westeros. There's a lot of Weirwoods in the north generally. Like, there's no Weirwoods south of the wall, like, close by, like, they all only...
I guess because the, like... Yeah.
Because they're, like, taking a risk by going north of the wall.
Yeah, maybe it's just, like, even that's, like, closer. And maybe they're like, oh, we're just going through the tunnels, it's fine. You know?
Right, but they get through the tunnel and then they're in the north. Yeah,
I know, but maybe they're just like, oh, winter is not here yet, we'll be fine. Even though Benjen, like, just disappeared...
Yeah, that was just a thought. So then the boys are divided up into the different factions, you know, the builders, the stewards, the raiders. No, not raiders. Rangers.
Or the raiders. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, so that's happening, and turns out that John is chosen to be a steward, and he does not take that very well. He's like, me with a fat boy and a singer? Oh, do you take me for a servant? Am I supposed to churn butter and sew doublets like a girl? Oh my gosh, I was like, smack that face. Yeah. I really just want,
like,
someone.
On the surface, I'm like, okay, maybe he would be, you know, everybody said, like, he would be good as a ranger, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, but the thing he's saying, he's
I know,
like, actually does not feel that stewards are equal to rangers.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, on the surface, it's like, okay, I get that he's like, okay, he wanted to be a ranger.
Upset, because he probably like, would have done better as a ranger. And, yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, specifically the stuff that he's saying, like, you know, like, the girl, the fat boy, all that, I was
the
like,
servant, ugh. Yeah.
I was like, sir,
yeah, stop. Y'all are servants of the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
That's what Maester Aemon says. He's like, I took you for a man of the Night's Watch. And, like, Maester Aemon, he had this conversation with John last time where John was literally like, everybody's cool. Everybody's important. And now he's like, stewards suck. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it feels like a direct contrast to...
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Was that like a once in a while kind of John's going to be a thoughtful guy? Or is this a once in a while he's going to be an asshole guy? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. I hope that this is the once in a while. This is like me at my worst.
Right.
Usually not going to happen thing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Hoping for that.
So, yeah. And John's like going on about this. And Sam points out that the Lord Commander personally asked for John to be his steward. So he must be grooming him for command. And then John's like, oh yeah, I'm better than all the other stewards, so I'm fine.
Yeah, but I think it's also just like this entire, I think also like one of the things was he like got there and he was obviously sulking and he's like, this isn't as great as I thought. And I think in his mind it was like, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity for me to like deserve something and like be the best at it. And I think he was just really holding out hope that.
He just got there though.
What do you mean?
Okay, so let's say that, yes, the Lord Commander is grooming him for command.
Yeah.
He just got to the Night's Watch. Like, he just got there, and there's all these people that have been there for years. And, like, their experience and expertise doesn't count for anything?
Okay, wait, I'm confused.
Like, John, why does he assume that he's gonna be...
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
like, why is he gonna, like, you know, go up the ladder quicker than all these people that have been here for so long?
That's true.
Like, he's still got that privilege.
Yeah.
Work on that, John, work on that.
Yes.
He needs to see a therapist. It can really help him.
Oh my gosh.
Get rid of some of that angst.
Yes.
Okay. So, once he's like, okay, cool, I'll be the Lord Commander's steward because that means one day I will be Lord Commander for sure. Now I can be a servant. But before, no. So that afternoon, they set out beyond the wall. They go through the tunnels and it like zigzags and there's like four different doors. And then Ghost is with them. And then they're outside and it's the forest. It's a forest, like any other forest, but it's the haunted forest.
Oh.
And, you know, they go, 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 and then go, 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 up on adventure. Okay, so they reach the clearing with the 9 weirwood trees, and he's like, 9? Holy shit, I've never seen more than 3.
And the weirwoods are white, and they have, like, red...
leaves and sap.
Yes. I don't know why I pointed to my face instead of saying it, but yes. I did. And he's like, interesting.
Yeah, because like later when Ghost comes in, he's like, oh my gosh, Ghost is the same color.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, they get there and they kneel and they take their oaths. Now, do you have this oath somewhere? Do you want to read it out for us?
Oh. Hear my words and bear witness to my vow. Night gathers, and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father no children. I shall wear no crowns and win no glory. I shall live and die at my post. I am the sword in the darkness. I am the watcher on the walls. I am the fire that burns against the cold, the light that brings the dawn, the horn that wakes the sleepers, the shield that guards the realms of men. I pledge my life and honor to the Night's Watch for this night and all the nights to come.
Rise, for now you are a man of the Night's Watch. That's true. You just took the oath. You are actually soaring to the Night's Watch now. Pack your bags. You're going north.
We are pretty north in this
yeah,
world.
Yeah, well, you can still go norther.
That's norther. True. Let's go norther? Hang out.
What the hell is norther?
Farther north. Let's go hang out in the Arctic with our lovely penguin friends.
I think penguins are only in the Antarctic.
Oh. What animals are... seals. Let's polar go hang out bears. With our seals. Or polar
okay.
bears.
Okay, this is not relevant. So they take the vows and they rise as men of the Night's Watch and they're like congratulating each other and hugging and I'm like, no, COVID. And at this point, Ghost comes around and this is when John's like, white, red? He's white and red.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think that's about? Is it just like one of those things you notice sometimes and it's like, oh, this is such a cool coincidence?
I wrote something down, I think. I can't remember what I wrote. Well, I don't know. I think it just pointed to the fact that, because then they were also saying, like, Sam was like, it looks like they're watching us. Maybe the trees are like, I don't know, like creatures of some sort. And like, even when we saw the weirwoods in the north, they were like, oh my gosh, the weirwood looks like it's watching us, like the heart eye
right.
or whatever.
They have so like, I feel like faces just, carved on them.
Yeah, I feel like that's like, that's kind of like a, like making us think, I think it's, I think it points to the fact that the trees may be like these like night creatures or they may like, I don't know. They're just
so
like haunted
you think
in
they
some
like,
way.
Uproot themselves and like go walk
no,
about.
No. I think they like have, I think they're like, entities in not in like oh they can like walk and like do stuff but in like they have like powers that they can like they're probably like the source of power for the others or something like they have some sort of magic or something.
Oh wait, okay, so the gods like they're real, like they do have like how I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say. So the northern people, they worship the gods of the woods.
Yes.
And you're saying that the trees are the gods or the entity with the power.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not what I'm trying,
I'm just trying
to say,
to make sense
but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm...
And you also think that the others somehow draw their powers from the weirwoods.
Yes.
How would they do that? Like, they drink the sap and they're like, ah, refreshing.
I don't know, but they okay. get their power from the weird. They get their power from, like, the trees and, like, the nature of the north.
Okay. Cool. So, Ghost comes around, and he has something black in his jaws, and when he comes up to John, they notice that it's a hand.
Like the hand of the king. No, not that kind of hand.
It's John Aaron.
No. Oh my gosh, that would be a plot twist. But definitely, I mean, the plots are kind of not really related right now. I feel like until it gets to winter, which will be like the third book, we're not going to relate like the wildlings and like Waymar Royce and like all those people back to like the actual conflict that's going on. But anyway, that's completely unrelated. Anyway, he has a hand. which is interesting, but, like, really disgusting.
And it's black. So is that, like, is it a black person's hand, or is it a hand that's turned black?
I think it's a hand that's turned black, because these are very intense weather conditions up out
right.
in the north.
Okay, so you think, like, somebody froze to death or something?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's, like, not Benjen.
Oh, yeah, it could be his hand.
I hope it's not Benjen, but I feel like it's too close for it to be Benjen, because, you know, Benjen definitely went farther. I feel like if something happened to Benjen, like, just north of the wall, you know, somebody would have noticed.
Maybe he was returning and then something happened just north of the wall.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's possible, but I don't think that that's what it is.
All right. So a couple of questions.
Yes.
Will John and Samwell keep their vows?
See, here's the thing, because I've predicted that, like, John's gonna become, like, Warden of the North, or, like, some sort of... Oh, no, but then we determined that he could just be Lord Commander. Like, that conversation we had when I was right. like, he's going to get a power position. And then you were like, why does he have to leave? I feel like he's going to break his vow, but it's going to be okay. It won't be like he'll, like, break his vow and, like, leave the, you know, the brotherhood. I think it'll be more like, they'll be like, oh, I don't know. I feel like he'll just, do something else, but then, like, still be a brother.
Okay. What about Sam? Sam's
going to keep his vows.
Cool. Is John being prepared for command? Is that why Lord Commander Mormont chose him as a steward?
I think Lord Mormont is gonna see if he can be prepared for command. I don't think it's like, you've been chosen and now you're gonna be. I think it's like, hey, like, you have potential. Him. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, like what we were saying, like, that day when he was, like, saying all these great things, it was like, hey, this dude has potential. Let's see if, like, that's actually true. Or if he was just saying that because, you know, he had this friend and he, like, needed to vouch for his one friend, you know? Let's see if he actually believes this. And if he actually believes all of this, then he's the right guy for this role.
Right. How do you think, like, Lord Commanders are chosen in the Night's Watch?
Because,
like, you know, usually they, like, whoever your son is, or, you know, grandson or whatever, like, it goes to them. But since they don't have no kids.
I think it's like, maybe it's like whoever, maybe it's like in a, maybe it's like, see, because I don't know, it's probably chosen, because I was like, is it more of like an election sort of thing? But then I was like, I don't think they'd do that. I don't think they'd give everybody equal power to, like, choose it. I think it would just be whoever the Lord Commander is just chooses a Lord Commander who he's like, this person, like, knows what's going on. They've been here. And they're going to vouch for...
The current Lord Commander chooses somebody to be the next Lord Commander?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. So... You kind of already addressed it, but whose hand is it? You don't think it's Vengeance?
No. I'm hoping it's not. I don't think it's Vengeance. I need whose to vouch it, for old Benjen. I think maybe it's just, like, from a while ago, you know? Like, somebody, because, you know, we know that there have been, like, rangings recently where people, it could be, what's that dude in the prologue? Any of the dudes.
Waymar Royce.
Yeah, any of them. It could be any of them. But I don't think we're gonna know, you know? Because it's not like, oh my gosh, like, Benjen had, like, a specific, like, red coat of nail polish and we're gonna see it on this hand. You know, like, I don't think there's any way to identify that that's, like, anybody's hand.
It's not gonna have, like, a heirloom ring or anything.
Exactly. And even if it did, like, it's, like, the hand is, like, rotting clearly now, so it's not. I don't think the hand's, like, I don't think the ring would still be there on this hand if there was a ring.
Okay.
Anyway, the hand is non. We can't identify
we
it.
We can't really identify.
I think it'll just be a thing of like, oh my gosh, somebody got killed so close to the wall.
Okay, so where did Ghost find this hand? Where's the rest of the person?
They haven't been there for that long, right? Like, when the... No. Well, it seems like it. I guess we don't really know.
Like, they just get there, they see their vows, and then Ghost comes in.
Yeah, so it hasn't been very long, so he couldn't have gone too far. Maybe, like, right there, you know? Like, very close
okay,
by.
Okay, so they're, like, there's another body right there?
I think
like,
it's
Ghost just has the hand. Oh, okay,
I think it's just a hand. Because I feel like if it's
what
a
happened
body,
to the body, then?
Maybe, because isn't it, like, when you become an other, you're in, like, the condition that you died in, so maybe, like, they died because the hand...
No, you don't become an other. You become an undead zombie.
Oh, yes.
Others are different.
Yes, got it. You've told me this before.
So you think this person, their hand fell off, they died, and then...
Now they're an undead...
They got up, and now they're an undead person.
Yes, and eventually we're going to see this person who, like, doesn't have a hand.
And it'll be like, oh, this person doesn't have a hand. Let's see if it fits. The shoe fits.
Not like that. I think they're just going to assume it's that person.
More than one person can lose their hand.
That is true.
Okay, so maybe the hand will fit, maybe it won't. Let's move on to next chapters. Okay. Well, as always, I want to hear your guesses for who we'll see and also your wishes for who we want to see.
Okay. I want to see Arya or Sansa, and I definitely think we're going to see Arya or Sansa next time.
Okay.
I think we're going to get Neddario.
Okay.
And Tyrion. Sorry.
Every time you say that.
I think we're going to get Ned and then Tyrion.
And then one of the girls.
I don't think we're going to get them, even though I want to.
Well, we are reading 3 chapters next time.
Okay, so one of the girls, Tyrion, Neddario. Watch it be Catelyn instead.
Okay, so next time we're reading chapters 49, mm-hmm. 50, and 51. Mm-hmm. We're in the 50s now. Oh, you're writing this down?
Yes.
Okay, 49 mm-hmm. is Eddard 14.
Bruh, we've had 14. Okay, Eddard. Eddard.
What are we gonna see from Eddard?
What did we just see from Eddard? Oh,
like just kind of summarize the predictions. Okay,
so
made.
Robert is dead, and Ned mm-hmm. is sad, and Ned's gonna. Oh well, Littlefinger's gonna go to the men. Okay, so Ned's gonna have some sort of moment with Cersei, and he's gonna be like, "So this is why you didn't run." And they're going to have some sort of altercation. He's going to go talk to people. He's going to say goodbye to his daughters.
Is he going to call her, like, to the Godswood again? Like, where is he?
No. Well, they're going to have a funeral for him, right?
Right.
So
at the funeral, he's going to confront the, you know.
Yes.
Grieving widow. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, and grieving.
And he's gonna go say goodbye. And at the funeral, Cersei's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, my husband's dead. Oh my gosh, now we need to. Oh my gosh, my son, my poor son. Imagine how he's feeling. We have to support my son." And then later, she can be like, "My son, let's support my son with the troops."
Okay. So Robert's funeral. Got it. Chapter 50 is Arya 4.
Yay! Wait, we've only had 4 Arya chapters?
Mm-hmm.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I think, like, the first one was, like, chapter 7, and the one after that was... When did we have Arya again?
I think we didn't have her until...
Oh, there was a chapter where she was like, "Hey, Arya, are you in that room?" No! When what? She has her talk with her dad, like, "Lone wolf, we gotta stick together," you know, that yeah. talk. And then the third one was
her. I think it feels like more, because whenever we see Sansa, we always see Arya.
Right.
So they always feel like they have more than they do.
Right. So last time we saw her, I'm pretty sure she was, like, catching cats. She was eavesdropping on Varysen, you know, that conversation.
Yeah. That shows how long ago we had her.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then after that, when we saw her, it was in Ed's chapter and then Sansa's chapter.
Oh yeah, because she was being sent home.
Yeah, so I think she's gonna. Okay, so we're gonna find out if her water dancer teacher agreed Sirio. To go with her. If Sirio agreed to go with her, okay. I think he's gonna agree to go
she's
with her.
She's gonna be like packing.
Yeah,
for
and,
the road trip.
Yeah, and I, you know, she'll be like, "Oh, Robert's dying?
Who cares?" You know?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. Actually, no. So in Eddard's chapter, they're going to be sent. And then in Arya's chapter, they're going to get kidnapped by the Lannisters.
Okay. all right. So you might change your mind once you hear this. Okay. Chapter 51 is Sansa 4.
Oh my gosh! We get Arya and Sansa!
Yeah.
Yo! Did we have that once? We had that once, right? Like, when the whole thing was happening, like, the big deal with them? We had them, like, in subsequent chapters.
No, I think it was Sansa then Ned.
I see. Okay. Anyway.
So, what's gonna happen in Sansa?
Yay! This is gonna be fun. This is gonna be really good.
Well, last time Sansa was not very relatable. Yeah.
Sansa was being a blitch last time. Did okay. not enjoy that Sansa moment. But I'm hoping mm-hmm. I'm hoping for some good vibes this time. But I don't think okay. we're gonna get them, because she's obviously still gonna be upset about her world falling apart. Okay, so Arya's chapter, they're gonna be, you know, on the ship, and they're gonna be like fighting, and they're gonna be like, oh my gosh. And then in Sansa's chapter, they're gonna get kidnapped.
Okay. So Arya's chapter, water dancing, get it, because they're on the ship and they're,
yeah,
fighting. Okay. And then Sansa's chapter, they get kidnapped, and Sansa will be like, oh my, Joffrey's come to rescue me. Probably, right?
Yeah. That would be so funny, but yeah, definitely. She'll be like, oh my gosh, Joffrey sent his father to come get us? What a gentleman.
His father?
He is his father.
Right, but... Okay, anyway, that's that. I think that's everything. Do you have any, like, final thoughts before we end this episode?
I'm just going to look at my notes and see if I have any more thoughts that I have not voiced.
Okay.
Oh, I was just thinking, I have, you know, I keep bringing this up, like, every single time, and if I'm wrong, like, I'm just gonna be so embarrassed, because I've talked about it in every single chapter.
Okay.
Like, I just keep finding reasons to
what
bring
is
it
up.
Okay, I'm getting there. So... When Ned's thinking about, like, oh my gosh, I can't lie about, like, taking care of Robert's kids, he's like, ah! And then he finds a way to, like, you know, tell the truth.
Justify it, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, tell the truth. And I'm like, we've never heard him say that John is his son. Just saying.
Right, so you're, like, pretty convinced on the John is Lyanna's son theory?
Yes. And also, I wanted to ask you, you know the chapter where, like, something, there was a man in a cloak and there was something going on, and then we talked about it, and by the I was like, oh, it can be this person or this person or this person or this person. What chapter was that where by the end we were like, it's Varys? Oh, was that the one where him and Illyrio were talking?
Potentially. There's been a few times when, like, somebody's been mentioned and we aren't sure. Like, there was that one time when Ned visits Gendry and he asked the, you know, the person.
Yeah, did we ever find out? Did we ever find out who paid for Gendry?
No, but there is a description which you can go back to.
Okay.
And then there was the time when Arya was, you know, and then we were like, who's the fat yellow guy and who's the stout beardy guy?
Yes. Okay. But yeah, that is it. Hopefully they reveal Lyanna's promise in this book, because I would like to know if I'm wrong, which I probably am, but hopefully not.
You want to know if you're wrong? You don't want to know if you're right? Like, oh, well, why did you phrase it that way?
I want to know, well, just because I think, like, I've been wrong about a lot of these things, so I just, okay, at this point, I'm like, I want to know if I'm wrong.
Okay. All right. I will remind people to send us their theories and questions for Harmouth, because we've only got like 20-ish chapters left after next time, and it's gonna be so much fun.
Are we ever gonna... I have a question. Is there ever, until the end of the book, are we ever gonna have a thing where we only do one chapter just because it's like so... you know?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, the way I've like organized my list, that's not the case.
Okay.
There is one point where we're doing four chapters.
What?
So, yes.
Why are we doing... Are they so boring that we need to do four?
No, I just really wanted to condense it into as little episodes as possible so we could get to the next one because it's so good.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Okay.
I really like... Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that we, like, there
is the second book
chapters here.
This feels like a stupid question, but is the second book longer? I feel like it is.
No, I honestly don't know. I think they're about the same.
Okay.
I'm currently reading the second book because I'm like trying to figure out where to put the, you know, stoppages and things.
Yeah.
Okay, my books are like too far away. I can't compare them right now. I think it's about the same. Yeah. Okay, wait, moving on. Wait, what was I talking about? Okay, so I'm looking at my list here, and the time that we're reading four chapters, all of those chapters are like pretty, like, they're not, like, whatever chapters. They're pretty important chapters. So I would recommend you, you know, set aside more time to read them and also more time to talk about them.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be fun.
I'm scared to do four chapters. My brain's gonna forget every... Oh my gosh, I'm scared to do the chapter thing for four chapters. The 30-second thing? Oh my gosh. That's gonna give me nightmares.
Not only... We're doing that twice, actually.
We're doing four chapters twice?
Yup. Okay, well done, Nav.
oh my gosh.
Okay. We're not talking about this anymore. Finishing up here. send me your theories and questions.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
The thing where you give me the name of a thing.
Yeah, that takes too much effort on it. and then you're like, it's a shawl. Seneschal. It's a fancy shawl with perfumes. And it's like, by the way, the word seneschal exists outside these books. And you just don't know what it is.
Was that a word you'd given me before?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no recollection of this. Seneschal? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
If people want to, like, send me words to ask you, I will do that. I'm too lazy. Please don't make me.
No, I thought you forgot. That's why I was reminding you.
No, I just... lazy. Okay, so email... popculturesymposium@gmail.com. It's in the show notes. Do the thing. And until next time, farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.